visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere. Oxymoron, another fun subject in English. Listen, when you learn basic grammar, now it's time to increase your vocabulary. That means more nouns, more verbs, more adjectives. This is how you better understand what others are saying to you first, and then you learn how to use those words. An oxymoron is a combination of words, two ideas, two words, normally only two words, and it's a combination often of an adjective that's preceded by a noun. So often they always mean contrasting. The words themselves have contrasting meanings, but when we use them together, they mean one thing. So it's a great way to learn English. And again, it's really important to understand what others are saying to you first, and then learn how to use the language and some of the vocabulary that people use every day. We'll start out today with our oxymoron, limited freedom. Well, limited means I can't do everything. Freedom means I can do everything, but if you have limited freedom, it means that you can do some things, but not all. Lower inflation. Well, lower means less. Inflate means more. But put together, lower inflation. When we talk about the economy, we're talking about the economy having a lower inflation rate than before, let's say. Minor disaster. Disaster, we think of that as something terrible, right? Minor means a little. So this was a minor disaster. Maybe we overcooked the lasagna, or we did something in the kitchen which wasn't perfect, but still it was okay. It was a minor disaster. Minor miracle. Can you imagine? Oh, it was a miracle, a big miracle. Well, it was a minor miracle. It means that it was still something very, very special, but probably unexpected. Modern history. Well, we're talking about modern history, aren't we? It's a period of time that is more current than not. So modern is often today, but history is yesterday. Put together, we're talking about history that's more recent than other times. New tradition. Hey, let's start a new tradition and study English every day. New. The opposite of old, right? Tradition is something that we have done. Somebody has done a culture or something we do in the family all the time or on a regular basis. Maybe it's having dinner at the dinner table every Sunday night. It's a tradition. Non-alcoholic beer. We often think of the word as beer as being alcoholic. Yes, it has alcohol. But if it's non-alcoholic, how can it be beer? Well, they do make non-alcoholic beer. Non-working mother. Hey, don't say that to your mom. Can you imagine? Hey, mom, you don't work, do you? Oh, my God, don't say that. Non-working means she doesn't have a job at a company where she has to go there and physically be there. Moms always work hard taking care of the house and the children, but she doesn't have a job outside of the house, but she still works very, very hard, and she should be paid money for that. Hey, nothing much. Well, much can be used in a positive and negative way. Nothing means nothing. There's nothing there, right? Open secret. What does that mean? Wait, a secret? A secret's a secret, right? We can't tell anybody our secret, but it's open. An open secret means everybody knows. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.